T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Holland ready again. And a 2-2 on the way. Swung on, hit high and deep. Right field. And that ball is gone!
Look at Harper go around the bases. He's sprinting.
Bryce Harper headed for the plate at full speed. Game over. Phillies win it. 7-5 the final. And they have swept the Cubs.
How about that?
A walk-off grand slam for Bryce Harper.
That was awesome. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Marks and Reese Show live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. User of Friday Hangout, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ike, to say that was improbable would be an understatement, right? What's up, man?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
More or less, and this is the truth, if the Eagles didn't play last night, I probably wouldn't have seen the home run live because I would have fallen asleep. But I was already up. I was watching the Eagles game, and I just, you know, I was flipping back and forth. It was like background noise in the ninth inning. I didn't even consider the Phillies were coming back in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to see any of it. I had to work last night after the Eagles game on a post-game show. So while I'm on the set, the bottom of the ninth is unfolding as I keep refreshing my phone and seeing it and really not believing it. And then to see the final score like 15 minutes later when we finally had a commercial break and to see how it ended, I couldn't believe it, man. I was so upset I missed that last night and I didn't get to see it live. But believe me, I've seen all the replays. I've seen all the different angles. I've heard all the calls from Kruk to Fransky in L.A. in the booth to T-Mac and all
T-Mac
those guys.
T-Mac, they had a good call on TV, too.
Oh, man, it was awesome. It was awesome. So,
and Harper sprinting around the bases the way he did.
That made it even better.
It did.
Yeah,
it did.
The guy in L.A. described it perfectly. He couldn't wait to get to home plate to celebrate with his teammates, man.
It gave me goosebumps.
That was awesome, man. That's why Bryce Harper is here, right there.
Yep.
That's why Bryce Harper is here. And certainly we would have wanted this type of play that we're seeing the last week or so, a month or so ago. But, hey, it's no better time than right now. They're still in the thick of things. They certainly need his bat to remain hot.
Wow.
And if he can do this for another 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, Ike, he's getting to 30 home runs now, right?
Well, I mean, you hope so. I mean, if he can keep this going.
Well, even if
I don't want to jinx it. I hope he can get to 35 or 40.
I mean, that'd be a run.
Yeah, hit as many as you can.
Well, by the way, the way that he is, the way he's hitting right now.
Exactly. He almost hit that ball out of the stadium.
And I know it was he was looking in. It was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, but it was in. But he was having problems catching up to any fastballs.
Yes.
They were 92 or 93.
Yes.
He has not been having problems catching up to balls right now.
Man, he's hot as fish grease right now.
He is.
Kidney.
He is. Can we get the TV call? Let's get this out of the way right now because this, a lot of people are still pumped up about this. This was the television call on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out.
Oh my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper.
We have Bryce after the game, Jack. Even the post game thing, it was
the best game of the year.
It was awesome.
It was the best game of the year. It's why he's here.
It is
why everyone's excited to have the guy here. You want him up in that position at that moment to do that.
Does he make people believe? That's the real question. Here's Bryce after the game with Greg Murphy.
That was sick. Wow. I don't even know. I mean, that was just. That was awesome. Oh, my gosh.
I saw my parents' lights are off in the suite right now, so they probably didn't see that. So thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate you. Besides winning a division and getting to the playoffs, that was one of the coolest moments I've ever had in my life. I mean, unbelievable. This fan base, everybody, that team pulling for me each night. I mean, what a family we have here. And I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
How cool is that?
Come on, man. I learned a new saying.
What?
As it pertains to Goosebumps, they call it chicken skin. I got chicken skin over here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to hear him talk after that, to...
Like that?
That was all authentic.
Yep.
That was legit.
If you guys were interviewing him, he would have cried, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Craig Murphy doesn't have the clutch gene like you two.
But here's the thing that I love about that, though. The dude is looking for his mom and dad in the suite.
And then he called them out because he thought they left.
Yeah, yeah. But he's looking for them up there.
Yeah.
Because he wants to give them a wave.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Because he knows what Pops would be so proud of him,
exactly.
Right? I mean, I love
the
thing.
The thing
is
that stuff still means something to him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That stuff is important to him. And so it's great to see him have some success. You touched on whether or not does people believe. How can you not believe? How can you not believe? You know, part of me still frustrated and ticked off at the front office for basically waving the white flag. And now they're somehow going to benefit from this, but I'm not going to allow them to benefit from it from my standpoint because they waved the white flag a month ago.
They did.
They
You're
did.
Right.
They didn't help these guys out. So having Charlie in that dugout, whosever idea that was, John Middleton, whomever's idea that was, that's what I see right now. I see a loose bunch. I see a bunch that's swinging freely. I see a bunch that thinks they're still in the game until they get the 27th out. That's what I see right now.
All right.
And I see a bunch that's starting to believe. They are starting to believe.
I saw a terrible 8 innings of offense.
Yes.
To where I was just happy with winning 2 or 3. I waved the white flag last night.
Mm-hmm.
I had – talk about improbable that they were going to do that. You know why? We haven't seen that out of this team, Mike.
Of course we haven't, but we're seeing it now.
We saw it last night.
I mean,
we did.
I mean, there's a couple things we haven't seen until Charlie got in that dugout.
All right, so here's the deal.
Oh, man.
Does this team have a chance? Of course they have a chance. They're one game back from the wild card. They're going to have a chance the rest of the year because they're going to more or less be right in this spot.
Dude. But
does this mean that I believe that something special is brewing and starting to happen? I don't.
Special as in what? They're not going to win the World Series. Well, Nobody believes that.
Forget about that. This is a team that is now finally the switch went off. It was like, all right, let's do this. The offense is going to start. The offense that we were waiting for, the Bryce Harper that we were waiting for, the rest of the team that we were waiting for, the energy, the stuff we saw at the beginning of the season, that is finally now with the 40-game stretch that we have right here. That's what it is.
Yeah, so you don't think that's going to continue?
I don't.
I don't.
Do I actually believe that there's something going on? And you know why?
There's nothing. You don't even need pixie dust. I've been listening to people all day try to make this as if this is some sort of little engine that's going on right now. They haven't been out of the wild card more than a game or two the whole time.
No.
That's why we've been yelling at the front office the whole time. You gave up on them a month ago as well. That's why we've been yelling about it. Because they're in it. And now the offense looks like it's about to come around. Boy, I tell you, if they don't get in the playoffs, you know who I'm blaming? The front office.
Totally.
That's
agree.
Who I'm blaming for basically waving the white flag on the season instead of going out and get Stroman, instead of going and getting Keuchel, giving this offense something. Keep them in the games and let the offense come around. And now Bryce is hot. And Reese, get yourself going. Start doing something. But right now, that boy look like the Lion King. I see that big mane running around the bases. He looks like the Lion King, Simba. That's what he looks like running around the bases, man. Come on.
How great is he?
And by the way, Bryce, grow the beard back. I don't like the little shadow look. I need the whole mane. I need it all.
888-729-9494.
That's what last night did.
Was last night the Kickstarter?
And I didn't even get to see it live.
Was last night... Well, you know what, Ike? You're lucky because
I get to see it.
Because
live.
Guess what? I saw a lot of the game live,
yeah.
And that's why I guess I still remember too much of that. Mm. Like when everybody was all excited about Smiley, and you said, "Hey, everybody, he's Smiley. He's going to go back to being Smiley." He has.
Yes,
his ERA is over 7. All right.
Okay.
He gave him 5 innings. I mean, it's not like having a guy going out there that like he's going to get you through. He just gives up a lot of home runs. And that's what he's been doing. Their pitching staff, their starting pitching staff is not good enough. It's just not. Vince Velasquez goes tonight. How about this?
Here's
your weekend. You're lucky you're playing the Padres. Eflin, you have Vince V, Eflin, and Vargas. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, let's go offense. Let's go Bryce.
Well, they're going to need to. That's what you would need. You need 5, 6, 7 runs a game. And by the way, I'm giving credit last night to Gabe, not to Charlie Manuel.
Oh, would you
say? To Gabe. Well, why was Bryce Harper up with the bases loaded in the ninth inning? Why was Rhys Hoskins up in the ninth inning where he got hit by a pitch to load the base? Mm-hmm. Because he switched up the lineup, and it's gotten a Harp going.
The old switcheroo lineup. How about the lineup being switched the way it was after he changed it from the night they scored 11 runs? They didn't score any runs for 8 innings. How did the lineup work then?
I'm looking at Gabe Kapler and saying, like, listen.
How did the lineup work those first 8 innings?
He is.
See, Gabe, get out of your bag, Gabe. Put that ego to the side. Now, since when would Gabe change the lineup after he scores 11 runs?
Since when?
Yeah, when would he ever do that?
I don't know.
No, he would have rolled out the same lineup that put up the amount of offense it put up. Why would he change it the next night? He wouldn't have changed that earlier in the season. He did that last night so he can have his stamp on the game. Just like he tried to screw up the lineup by putting Rhys at the top of the lineup the night before.
Well, he wasn't.
He thought he was doing something that was going to make Charlie's job hard, and it backfired on him, and then he changed it the next night. Don't give me that.
Make Charlie's job harder?
Yeah, that's right, because you don't want Charlie to get credit.
How different was the lineup last night?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
It was the same.
No, it wasn't. Did Rhys lead off?
Yeah.
Well, how's Bryce hitting third?
He wasn't. He was hitting second.
I thought he was hitting third.
You know, it was the same. Dickerson was in there last night. Segura wasn't. It was a little bit different, but the beginning of the top of the lineup was basically the same.
Basically or exactly?
No, because Segura wasn't batting cleanup. Dickerson was batting cleanup last night. But Hoskins, Harper, Real Muto.
The top three?
Yep. 888-729-9494.
I just yelled for no reason?
Marks and Rhys. 888-729-9494. It was fun, though.
Well, I told you I didn't actually watch it.
No, I know you're working. You saw what you needed to see.
That was a good rant, though.
Which was nice. It was great. Yeah. All right, so we have that.
It's my conspiracy theory.
The game last night isn't one of those, and I will say this. The Phillies are playing in October, we will point to last night's game as being the game that was almost the beginning of the season for this team.
What's today? Friday? The beginning was the first night Charlie was in the dugout.
I love Charlie. I love Charlie Manuel. Overreacting.
They fired the hitting coach, man. Everything changed. That's all I know.
They scored 9 runs the previous weekend. Let's not go crazy here, all right? 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Rhys. I love Charlie Manuel. He will help these hitters. Let's not go overboard.
How many runs have they scored since Charlie Manuel's been the hitting coach?
I don't know.
How many home runs have they hit since Charlie Manuel's been the hitting coach? Has the offense looked like this at all this year?
Well, first 8 innings, was that Charlie Manuel or was that John Maley?
I wasted a rant already. I wasted that rant.
All right, listen. We come back. We're live at Chickies and Pete's.
I wasted that rant already.
Did last night make you believe? Or, if I'm being honest, which I guess I have to do here.
Of course you do.
The voice of reason, Johnny Marks, has entered the building, baby.
There he is.
Next thing I know, I'm going to be a Charlie Manuel hater after Ike's done with me. 888-729-9494.
Oh, my God.
Was last night the moment? So here's what we have coming up, all right? Last night was not the moment. And
oh, my God.
Here's what I'm going to say. Vince Velasquez, Zach Eflin, Jason Vargas. Your thoughts. 888-729-9494. We had the Cubs call to the Grand Slam last night.
It couldn't have been as exciting as the rest of the Phillies call.
And a John Kruk, Oh My God, Tribe Called Quest montage.
What?
You know the song with Busta Rhymes going, Oh My God, yes, Oh My God.
I probably heard.
Oh My God, yes. So it's that with the John Kruk. Let me hear the Oh My God again, Jack Fritz. Oh My God. I don't know how he's.
Oh my God.
That's coming up next. Your phone calls. And by the way, the Eagles did play last night. And their starting quarterback played for about a minute before he got injured and out.
Yeah.
Hey, Ike, how you feeling about the backup quarterback spot? 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Rhys on 94 WIP. And the ninth inning montage comes up next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.